I woke early. Too early. The monotonous fragment of a tune was scratching at my brain. With more than an hour to wait before Judith's knock at the door with breakfast, I made myself a cup of cocoa, drank it scaldingly hot, and went outdoors. Miss Winter's garden was something of a puzzle. The sheer size of it was overwhelming for a start. What I had taken at first sight to be the border of the garden, the hedge of yew on the other side of the formal beds, was only a kind of inner wall that divided one part of the garden from another. And the garden was full of such divisions. There were hedges of hawthorn and privet and copper beech, stone walls covered with ivy, winter clematis and the bare, scrambling stems of rambling roses and fences, neatly panelled or woven in willow. Following the paths, I wandered from one section to another, but I could not fathom the layout. Hedges that looked solid, viewed straight on, sometimes revealed a diagonal passageway when viewed obliquely. Shrubberies were easy to wander into and near impossible to escape from. Fountains and statues that I had thought I had left well behind me reappeared. I spent a lot of time stock still, looking around me in perplexity and shaking my head. Nature had made a maze of itself and was setting out deliberately to thwart me. Later that day I went to Miss Winter, and she told me more about the household at Angelfield.